Who are you going to call? Flame Flash. Eh, I tried. That's what I get for wearing this t-shirt, I suppose. Anyway, I'm Flame Flash, and welcome to FlameFlash.net, episode 37. If you're not joining me on video, I'm currently wearing a Ghostbusters t-shirt. So, in case you missed it, it's your loss. Check out YouTube, Ustream, it's on there. The Raptor Report. This is going to be a very full show. I've got a nice little list of potential rants and raves, so I'm going to get right to it. Raptor Report. I actually didn't get to play much this week. The Lunar Festival is in full swing in World of Warcraft. There is a new Lunar Lantern pet, and I didn't get much playtime in there. Fortunately, most of my upper-level characters already have the Elder title, and my other characters can't really do much until they are upper-level enough, say, Wrath max level, so they can go into the dungeons and solo them and visit these other Elders. So, those other characters are a bit stuck as far as getting the Elder title goes. Maybe this weekend I'll go in on my main and visit the Cataclysm Elders just so that I get that achievement, but it's not one of those major achievements that you have to get the Pretty Pink Drake. And I already have the Pretty Pink Drake, so I'm already at 310% flight. There's not a need for me to go and visit all of the Elders. But there is that new pet. So if you've done it in past years, if you have the title, make sure you have 50 coins of ancestry, and if you don't, and you're a pet collector, go get them. Then stop by Moonglade, and you have your new pet. Anyway, Mario Kart 7. Looks like I'm going down the list this time around, so most played this last week was World of Warcraft. Mario Kart 7 comes in a close second. Been playing a lot with this handheld. It's kind of necessary as a parent to have a good handheld gaming device, and I'll get to something new in the news regarding the Vita that actually intrigues me. But if you have a good handheld gaming device or a good book, you can be anywhere. Kids don't always need 100% full attention, especially when, say, it's a 9-year-old who just doesn't want to be upstairs where the bathtub is all by himself. So he doesn't want to be greeted to a dark hallway when he gets out of the shower. Fine. Grab a book, grab your handheld, and you're good. You're golden. I mean, sure, I guess you could grab, say, a digital device such as an iPad or your cell phone and do some social networking stuff on there. But I prefer the book or the handheld. And I'll let Twitter chirp in my pocket during those kinds of events. But Mario Kart 7, going strong. Haven't gone online yet, but I absolutely love the Spot Pass Challenge downloads. So you're downloading other people's ghosts. It does fill up your Mii Plaza, which can be a little surprising the first time. A longer stream of Mii's start showing up in there that you didn't Street Pass. But the ones that come in from Mario Kart are clearly visible because they're not holding anything in their hands. The Street Pass Mii's are always holding the previous game that they had been playing prior to you Street Passing them. And these Mii's aren't. So therefore they were downloaded from another program. In this case, Mario Kart 7. Final Fantasy 13. Lucky number 13 is a good, hard to control sometimes, Final Fantasy. Right now I'm a little bit stuck on a section that you're supposed to run through the area and hit some switches. It's right after getting Odin, so I'm really early into the game still. But I haven't hit all the switches. Or something, I guess. I went back to the save point and kind of gave up for now. I'll have to go back in later and make that round again, and hopefully those bombs won't kill me off like they had a habit of doing. With only two characters active at the moment, it's kind of hard to fully focus when neither of them are good at developing the chains required to quickly kill off creatures. Doritos Crash Course. Hey, it's an XBLA game! Well, this is a cute game. It takes your avatar. I think it was free. It may not be anymore, but go look it up on Xbox.com. Put it in your queue if it's free. Just give it a shot. It's a fun little achievement points gainer if you're into getting a lot of achievement points. And otherwise, it's a relaxing comic humor romp through an obstacle course with your avatar. So you're flinging yourself off of conveyor belts and grabbing under ropes and swinging across the water, or getting whacked with a hammer and suddenly flying face first into the screen. Gives you that little glass crack effect for a moment and then fades away. Fun little deviation. Finally, You Don't Know Jack. Played a couple of rounds with the wife. Have not exhausted that game yet, so we're still going strong with it. We have downloaded the 4 expansion packs at this point to mix it up a little bit more, so we have even more variety in there. But this is a game where those little expansion packs for questions are worth it, and I really wish they'd release more, just so we are sure not to run out of questions. We'll probably still play the game once we run out of question rounds, but eventually the game does have the potential to become stale, and that's unfortunate. That was my Raptor Report. You'll see some other games snuck on there, but like The Sims 3, for instance. Everybody in the family is absolutely loving The Sims 3. So much so that dear old Flame Flash here can't use his desk, because both computers that are capable of playing The Sims 3 pets are at his desk. We sprung for a second license of The Sims 3 because we have 2 older kids who are interested in the game. We juggled the idea of getting a console version of The Sims 3 instead, but that heavily uses the online passcode, and I try to avoid games that use the online passcode feature, so we went this route. It's a fuller experience, it's a more robust experience, but if all you have is a console and you want to play The Sims, the games have finally evolved enough, at least the original The Sims 3 for console, because we tried that one out once, to give you enough to sate your appetite, or whet your appetite. But just because I didn't game much doesn't mean there's some impressive stuff coming out. For instance, the 3DS eShop is going to get demos. You heard me. Demos. This is something that the Wii has attempted to do, but not done very effectively. And the 3DS is stepping up, and is going to do it. Some of the first demos planned: the Resident Evil game that's coming out, you know, that one that I ranted about quite a few podcasts back because it only has 1 save slot, and I think it's a permanent save slot. Don't know if they ever fixed that. I'm not getting the game, so I'll never find out. There's a Rayman Origins coming out for the 3DS, and a demo for it. Now, this is an amazing game. If you haven't picked it up on console yet, and you don't want to pick it up on console for some reason, the 3DS may be a viable alternative. Download the demo once it's released. Give it a shot. We have it on the PS3, so there's no need for us to try it out. Alright. Now, Choplifter HD, the demo. If you loved Choplifter as a kid, this brings it back to life. It's amazing. It looks good. It looks sharp, crisp. The controls feel like the old Choplifter, which can either be a good or a bad thing, considering the fact that the original Choplifter is a bit clunky. But it feels like Choplifter for an entirely new generation. It's one that I'm highly tempted to go ahead and unlock and buy the full version of. It's a shame that Sony doesn't make readily available the $10 gift cards, because then I would probably pick them up. I like the $10 increment a lot better, because it then ties up less money on the store. And I'm not connecting my credit card, thank you very much. Now, the Apples to Apples demo. You know, I'll give them credit for trying to convert a fun tabletop, party, social, board game, card game kind of mishmash, and give it a single-player console flair. Okay, I accept it. But that doesn't mean that I feel it holds true to the original spirit of the game enough. Try it out. Give it a shot. But it's not for me. I think I forgot to delete it. I'll have to delete that demo. Finally, Burger Time HD demo. Go find a classic version of Burger Time. I mean, this one's cool. It looks beautiful. But if you want that classic Burger Time taste, go get the classic. This isn't like the Elevator Action Deluxe that conveniently includes the classic game in it. This is something only marginally satisfying. Very pretty game, but you can jump. The chef can jump now. That completely removes one of the hardest aspects of that game, that he only had the salt or the pepper shaker. Now you can just jump over the sausage. Oh well. So, rumor has it, fortunately, that the Xbox points are going to start going away. Hopefully by the end of the year, even. Now, they haven't announced what's going to happen to all of those leftover odd points that you have, but even Sony and Nintendo are guilty of that. I think I have 200 points hiding on the Wii, 22 cents hiding on the PS3, and then 400 Microsoft points? Maybe I can do something with that, but I can't do much with it. I can't do anything good with it. With only a 4 gig capacity left on my hard drive, I kind of have to watch myself. But we can hope, and we can wait. Hopefully they'll simply convert it into the real dollar amount, whatever that may be, and then that change sits on your account instead. Another Xbox rumor, this one to the next X. A banning of used games. Interesting. So, this takes that whole pass functionality, and not only runs with it, but marries it, goes into retirement with it. It just, wow. So we're talking PC-esque possibility here of when you buy a game, that's that. End of discussion. You better have played the demo, because there is nothing more you're going to be able to do with that disc. Best Buy certainly won't take it back. GameStop won't take it back. GameStop is probably going to see some problems if something like that was to be initiated. It'll be interesting to watch and wait on that one. It's a rumor right now. No plans have officially been announced. We'll just have to wait and see. Another positive rumor is that we're going to get Blu-ray format for the discs on the Xbox next. There's not an official name for it, so that's what I'm calling it, the Xbox Next, or the Next Box. So, it'd be nice to have Blu-ray on there, mostly just so, say, Final Fantasy XIII doesn't end up on two discs for the Xbox and one for the PS3. It removes from Microsoft one of the negatives of getting an Xbox and one of the positives of getting a PS3. Good for them. We'll just have to wait and see. So, last week, there was that pesky little Apple announcement that happened the day after podcast recording. And it's iBooks. They are educationally going to push textbooks, give professors the ability to make their own content and push out textbooks. Yet another thing that you won't be able to buy used anymore. But if they can figure out how to fix the weird pricing structure between physical books and digital books, and go all out with this thing, Apple will single-handedly lower the cost of education a little bit. That's awesome. I hope that's what will happen. Everybody will go buy an iPad and get their books much cheaper. Apple wins either way. Book publishers, well, not so much. But textbooks are far too expensive as it is. All right. Gaming. Oh, here's something kind of silly. Minecraft Legos. So first we go Lego for girls. Now we're going Minecraft officially licensed Legos, even though that's basically what you're doing in Minecraft and in Legos. I guess we'll have to wait and see on this one. I mean, are we going to get some Lego sheep that look extra blocky? The horses, the Lego horses are not too bad. They're almost elegant. I recall the Lego dragons being one nice, solid, green piece of plastic, and then the wings that clipped on the back. Good quality stuff. I just don't understand what they'd actually make a Minecraft set of. Not like, say, Mega Bloks and StarCraft. There's some specific things you can build with blocks and toys to look like, say, came out of StarCraft or a Thrall minifigure. But Minecraft? I don't get it. Go get Terraria instead. Alright. So, we're almost through the gaming portion, unfortunately. Or fortunately, depending on your stance, I suppose. Star Trek Online went free to play. I've downloaded. I haven't tried it yet. Have an account set up. Some jerk out there is Flame Flash on there. So it can't be me. But it's now free to play. So I will definitely, as a Trekkie, be trying it out. WoW, also, by the way, is no longer going to be supported on Windows 2000. Sorry, guys. Go upgrade. Get a Mac. Now, this all has to do with the fact that client-side Windows 2000 is not going to be able to support the whole 32-bit, 64-bit split that we've discussed in the past. But I would be very shocked if you were playing World of Warcraft on a Windows 2000 system. Why? If you're into gaming enough to be playing WoW, then I would assume you're into technology enough to know that you're running a 12-year-old system that needs to be replaced. Unless, of course, you're still on a 56K modem. Well, if that's the case, you're not listening to me. Because it would take ages to download me. Anyway, so 3G Vita. This is the PlayStation Vita. When the iPad came out and a 3G option was made available, I went, I'm going to get a smartphone that can tether. So I will pay one bill for my data. My cell phone. That cell phone will then share its connection with the internet of the internet to whatever other Wi-Fi device I want. Well, I'd recommend going that route. Supposedly, as of launch, the 3G features of the Vita aren't going to be so robust that you aren't just going to use your cell phone for them anyway. So, save the $50, invest that into one of the overpriced memory cards, and if you don't have a cell phone that can tether, consider, say, one of those hotspots, one of those 3G or 4G hotspots, and then share Wi-Fi with that. Much more efficient than getting a dedicated device that can't even share its network connectivity. And the plans will be about the same. Seems like a good approach to me. Also, regarding the Vita, though, some little news tidbit has come out about that makes me actually tempted to get it. I can connect to the PS3 and play games on my Vita from the PS3. Now, the PSP attempted remote play and didn't really pull it off. Very few games could you fire up from a local network connection from your PS3 onto your PSP and actually successfully play them. Most of the time they're minis or games that are shared, say, with ones that are flagged PSP, but you're just streaming it from your PS3 to your PSP because you don't have the memory card space. But if I could literally put Final Fantasy 13 in the PS3, let the kids then have the TV, and sit with them on the couch and play with my Vita? Wow. Sadly, I don't see any other use for a Vita for me yet. So I'll be holding off on getting a Vita. We'll segue a little bit gently into other news. Netflix, for instance, is giving up its push to break into the video game renting market. I don't know if they got Microsoft's memo about the rumor of not even being able to play used games eventually, so why invest in the background architecture now? I don't know. I think it's a foolish move. Go buy out Gamefly, Netflix. Merge the two companies. Use their inventory, but your distribution network and much better website. And there you go. Oh, well. Pipa and Sopa's dead. Hail to the king, baby. That's all I'll say on that matter. Other laws will come. Other similar laws will come. Please go and vote out the morons that submitted these bills, if they are in your state. And just watch and be vigilant and careful out on the interwebs. There is now a If I Die Facebook application. So you can record, similar to how I'm doing right now, a YouTube message, give it to these guys, and once three people you flag as being trusted say, yes, you're dead, they will turn around and post your final farewell video to your Facebook wall. Wow. Technology's getting morbid. Hey, what's next? Embedded screen in your tombstone that streams Twitter comments at you? This seems really strange to me. I'll be leaving that one alone. But, fortunately, another organization can't track you. Warrantless GPS tracking has been ruled by the Supreme Court to violate the Fourth Amendment. As it should. You can't put a physical object on the car. They were kind of ambiguous about if they could just track you with satellites. You can't put a physical object on the car and track where that car and therefore driver, owner, goes without a warrant. Otherwise, it goes against those little old-time wiretapping laws, I suppose. Alright. But what about the fact that a judge orders a defendant to unencrypt their data? Now, the logical argument was, this is because otherwise we're giving criminals a free pass that if you encrypt your data, you're suddenly protected under the Fifth Amendment. I can understand that, but a similar case, it was ruled against the criminal as well because witnesses had seen the contents of the computer. Of the encrypted computer. So, they already knew it was there. They could have simply called people to the stand who testified and said, yes, this criminal item is on this person's computer. Boom. End of discussion. Then let the defense turn around and say, no, it's not. And hand over the computer in evidence, unencrypted, to try to prove the criminal innocent. But, no. This time around, it's them just wanting access to the data. I really hope this goes to the Supreme Court. It'll be interesting to see what happens. In other European countries, if the government says unencrypt your data because you're in a criminal investigation, you have to do it. Sheesh. Good luck, folks. Don't save incriminating evidence on your computers. That's one tip. Don't do bad stuff would be the ultimate tip, though. Fools. And we leave angrily with a Virginia mother who was arrested for breastfeeding her baby. Yes, that's right. It seems the Gingrich family needs to explain to the third wife exactly what those things are actually meant for. And that it's something natural and normal and healthy. This mother couldn't console her child, her 1-month-old, while driving to a destination. So what does she do? She finds a safe-looking neighborhood, pulls over, parks at a park, and goes and feeds her child in a wind-protected gazebo. But heaven forbid somebody walk by and look. Now, I don't know everything about this, of course, because it's just a news article out there, but how close did Mrs. Gingrich have to get to see what was going on? Why didn't she glance over, see a mother and a baby, and move on? I really hope that this gets the goat of a women's rights group and just buries the Gingrich campaign. I really hope that. Sadly, I don't think it will, since some of Gingrich's other past moral transgressions haven't yet buried his campaign. But hopefully it will. Because any family that doesn't understand what those are for and respect a mother's choice on how to nourish her child doesn't deserve to be running our country, regardless of what other stances they might have on other platforms. And I apologize for waxing political to close this out, but that really isn't politics. That's health, that's safety, and that's good parenting. So I wish you luck, unnamed Virginian mother, and hope that you never have to run into the Gingriches again. So this is Flame Flash, a Flame Flash, episode 37. Contact me. Facebook. We have a Facebook page, flameflash.net. Twitter, @flameflash. The web, flameflash.net. That's our homepage. iTunes, you can find us there. Ustream, YouTube, the PlayStation Network. I'm Flame Flash. Flame Flash 82 on Xbox Live. Might even venture out there and watch as I throw my avatar off cliffs again or something. Who knows? Maybe play a round of worms. You know, those exploding worms. They shoot things at each other. If you're not familiar with that franchise, get familiar with that franchise. It's a fun one. Anyway, this is episode 37. See you for 38. Oh! And feel free, podcast@flameflash.net, to drop us a little congratulatory message. Our 10-year anniversary is tomorrow. And it is still tomorrow. Just check my watch. I feel more tired than it is. Tomorrow. So, oh, yeah. Well, that tomorrow would be January 26th, by the way. 10 years. Flame Flash of flameflash.net, signing off.